The biggest lessons I've learned in my life are here. Through different topics, I'm going to inspire and motivate you to reach your success and your dreams. I'm so grateful that you're here on Journey to Success. So let's enjoy my next episode together. Hi guys, my name is Fabio from the Fabio Podcast, Journey to Success. And today we're going to talk about this book from Jim Rohn. And it is a famous book, very important in a motivational speaking environment. Let's say it's important generally talking about people who like to reach a certain success in their life. And so then let's start. So I noticed that in some edition they call this book 12 Pillars of Success, but I think the original title is the one the original title is the one Jim Rohn wrote the first time in the book. Okay, so the name is maybe evidently only 12 pillars. Okay, let's start. Pillar number one. So what is the first pillar? The first pillar is the only way things are going to change for you is when you change. So the only way things are going to change for you is when you change. A lot of people think working hard is the key to success, and it is, but it is only one piece of the success puzzle. For you to get a better job with more money and more opportunity, you must increase your skill set, which requires you to change your thoughts, your action, and what you do every day. The conversations between the two of them are deep, and every sentence has a pearl of wisdom. So, first pillar, what does it say? It literally says that if you go around with people that do not teach you anything about success, you have not to expect to be successful in the future. Okay, it says also that that you have to increase your skill set, because it doesn't matter how much work you dedicate. But the point is that if you don't have a good set of skills with you, it is not going to change anything. But it's also true that this is going to come in time, right? So, I mean, let's think about it. At the start, when you don't know how to gain the right skill, you have to work hard. And via working hard, thanks to this, you're going to reach a certain point where you're going to work smarter and then harder. And that way you reach the point where you work smarter, then is the point where you're going to gain a lot of skill. So a good bunch of skill set. Pillar two, you should make sure that the outside of you is a good reflection of the inside of you. Pillar number two is total well-being. The body is made up of three parts, the body, soul, and the spirit. You have to give equal attention to all three to have a healthy overall well-being. And this is very important. A lot of people underrate this. But if you don't have a good sleep, it means you're going to have a headache. If you have a headache, you cannot perform as much as you wish. And I tell you guys, I'm the person who doesn't sleep so much. Sometimes because I really like to push myself. But I also realized most of the times that's not really the way, because then I have a day, I'm sick, and then maybe I have a fever, and it's not very good, you know. I mean, let's be honest. If you have a good sleep, if you have a good food, so your body perform better, And if your body perform better, your mind perform better, your spirit perform better. And of course, in the way you can become more successful. It is actually also good advice for me. Pillar 3, time, effort, and imagination must be summoned constantly to keep any relationships flourishing and growing. So it says, the old man asks the sales guy to tell him about his family. He tells him about his struggles to find the time to spend with his family and that his relationship with his wife could be better. The message is that we must cultivate any and all relationship that is important to us. Just like a garden requires constant upkeep to keep the weeds out. If you don't weed for a few weeks, what happened to the garden? It doesn't take much time and the weed will take over. It is not different for our relationships with our family, friends and colleagues. Maintenance of a garden is easier than starting all over again. So, pillar 3, time, effort and imagination must be summoned constantly to keep any relationships flourishing and growing. I guess here is talking about consistency. Okay, so it's understandable that you like to put a good effort and a hard work for your goal and to achieve a good bunch of skill set. But at the same time, if you're not consistent about it, then it doesn't matter how many skills you have or how much hard work you can put, okay? Very important pillar. Pillar 4. The major reason for setting a goal is for what it makes of you to accomplish it. Goal setting is deciding where you want to go and then deciding a plan to get you there. Setting goal that stretch you and make you do things differently is what will lead you to a future that you want. Don't wait for people to set goal for you. Okay, I should drink some water. I don't have it here close to me. Well, I have a coffee. The problem is that I ate a bunch of Amandel before to start. And this is not very helpful. Okay. So, let's start. The major reason for setting goal is for what it makes of you to accomplish it. Goal setting is deciding where you want to go and then designing a plan to get you there. Setting goals that stretch you and make you do things differently is what will lead you to the future that you want. Don't wait for people to set goals for you. It looks like this pillar is divided in two parts. All right. So in the first part, he says, setting goals that stretch you and make you do things differently is what will lead you to a future that you want. Of course, if you like to watch Instagram every day and learn how, how much a cat can eat. I don't know, guys. Just first thing that caught my brain. If you are consistent on Instagram or Facebook and you are, around people who really don't teach you directly and indirectly how to achieve success, of course we will never change, okay? That's pretty normal. And of course, don't wait for people to set goals for you. So don't wait. You know that famous phrase, yeah, I'm going to wait for a better time. I'm going to wait for a better season. I'm going to wait for a better person who teach me everything that can be important for my success. Of course, we never say that phrase, right? But indirectly, we wish something like that, right? We truly wish someone close to us that says to us, hey, you know, you have to do this to achieve your success. You have to do that. And then you have to do this. You have to that. But it doesn't work like that. Not at all. So you have not to wait no one. You have just to be focused. Do your work, you know, easy. And if you fail, you do again and again and again. Okay, don't wait no one. Pillar 5. Every day has many opportunities, but only one best opportunity. Oh, this nice phrase. So we all must suffer from one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The difference is that discipline waits and regret... Okay, discipline wakes once, and regret waits tons. Your best opportunity each day are those that align with your overall goals and should be what you spend your time on. Don't just go through the day, get from the day. Don't spend your time on urgent, spend your time on what is important. We must be our own designers of our life. Here is kind of the same concept, maybe of pillar four. Just go through and you have to design your life. It's not so much important which day you're gonna choose. But deciding to get success forward, but it's what is more important is actually go forward every day, and in a way to understand better your goal, to align better your skill set with your goal and your success, just every day and. Before we go through, if you're enjoying this podcast, please consider taking just 3 seconds to share it with someone else. It is a small gesture that could make a big difference in someone's day. Now, sit back and enjoy the rest of the episode. Some of these days, maybe, yes, they're not going to be so much good, but maybe some of the day, in one of the day, you can get the best opportunity. Well, I didn't explain so much well, but I think you got it. Pillar 6, don't join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations and the demands to perform are high. Ask yourself these questions. Who am I around? What effect are they having on me? What have they got me reading? What have they got me saying? Where do they have me going? What do they have me thinking? And most importantly, what do they have me becoming? Then ask yourself the final question. Is that okay? Friends of convenience. This is an interesting concept. Is it easier to keep certain people for friends instead of pursuing new friends? Successful people look for relationships with other successful people who will push them, challenge them, and encourage them to become better. To attract attractive people, you must be attractive, not physically, but mentally, and who you are. Your attitude is greatly influenced by the people who you associate with. Alright, so example, I'm a nerd, I like to play, and I like to talk about Attack on Titan, and as an anime, and I like to play PlayStation, and I think I can say I'm a nerd, right? But of course, then I'm gonna attract people who like to play as well, who like anime as well. Nothing wrong about it, yeah. But just be conscious that if your mindset has a certain way to enjoy the life or think about the life, of course you're gonna attract events or people. Talk about what you're already doing, okay? So you just amplify what you're already doing, all right? You amplify your hobbies and your passion. Nothing wrong about it, but be conscious. So look for an environment that can teach you how to be successful. Of course, don't wait for this environment. That was one of the pillars before, so don't wait for it, but have a look. Pillar 7. Formal education will make you living. Self-education will make you fortune. Self-education is what you teach yourself. It is what you learn along the way so that you are consistently improving and growing. Most people don't continue to learn and grow. To separate yourself from everyone else, be focused on continuous learning. Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of health. Learning is the beginning of spirituality. Searching and learning are where the miracle process all begins. Most of life is lived after your formal education. That means the rest of it is up to you. You have to read the books. Books are and will continue to be the best learning tool of mankind. That's so true. There was a moment in my life I used just to try new tools and to understand better how to get money and reach success in a certain way, maybe with a nice shortcut, but it doesn't work like that, okay? You have to read, you have to learn, and you have to practice what you learn, then you fell from it, and then you do again, etc., etc. Very important pillar. Pillar 8. One key to having influence with others is to have others perceive you as a person of talent and virtue. All of life is sales. Sales is really just the application of having influence, and that is a skill that we must all possess in life to get the things we want and desire. Talent and virtue are the foundation of successful influence and sales. Whether you are selling a product or selling yourself, and the successful person is always selling him or herself. So, just a moment, pillar 8. One key to having influence with others is to have others perceive you as a person of talent and virtue. Sales is really just application of having influence, that is skill that we must all possess in life to get the things we want and desire. Okay. Makes sense, right? If you are talent on something, you can use that talent thing to reach your goal, to reach success. So let's say that you are a good singer, not a good singer, let's say that you are an okay singer, but you would like to get success from it. You can use some singing strategy that is going to help you to reach that point. So this is very, very important pillar, interesting. Skills of sales. Know your stuff. So you can't teach what you don't know. You cannot share that way, that which you do not feel. You cannot translate that which you do not have. You cannot give that which you do not possess. So you can't teach what you don't know. So if you like to teach how to cook, of course, at least you have to know a little bit how to cook some pasta with tomato sauce, I guess, right? So you cannot share that which you do not feel. It is so important. Like if you reach a point where let's say that you thought you like to become a singer, but then during the months, during the years, you understand that you don't feel so much to sing. Maybe then you actually understand you like more to teach, right? To teach someone else how to sing, okay? So if you don't feel to sing, but you like to teach to someone else, there is nothing wrong about it, okay? Evidently, this situation leads you to a better path to you, your path, even if you didn't know before, even if you didn't know yet. Then skills of sales still, talks to lots of people and never take not for an answer. Okay, not for an answer. Beautiful. Pillar 9, what you become directly influences what you get. The skills you develop to become a millionaire is more important than the money itself. Money can always go away. You can lose it. You can get sued. Inflation can eat it away. It can be stolen. Every year you hear of what were once millionaires and multimillionaires having to file for bankruptcy, going from hundreds of millions of dollars to nothing. However, many of them can come back from these things because of the skills they learned to accumulate such wealth. The skills can never be taken away. Income seldom exceeds personal development. They increase your paycheck, you must increase your skill. And guys, Jim Rohn, the guy who wrote this book, and he died in 1970. He was a child of a farmer. He used to live on a farm. He became singer in his 30s. Then he was broke for a couple of years, and then he became a millionaire again. So this makes totally sense. Number 10, communication is two or more people working together to find a common ground of understanding. And when they find that common ground, they are positioned to have a tremendous power together. Success is based on human relationships, and communication is the foundation for people working together. A lot of people spend their time communicating to convince the other person to their way of thinking. Instead, look for areas that you agree on and then build from that. Look for, oh my God, this is beautiful. Look for common ground. It isn't just what you say. It is how you say, when you say it, and the receptiveness of who you say to. And that is only half of it. The other half of it is making sure you really listen. Agree. So don't be focused on what you don't agree. Be focused on what you agree, and then work for it. Make it better. All right. So I make sure also to listen to the other person to make better what you agree. Oh my God, but this is beautiful. Pillar 11. To lead others is to help them change their thoughts, beliefs, and actions for the better. Leadership is a misunderstood concept. Most people, when they hear the term great leader, think of people who lead nations, corporations, or social movements. Leadership means you have mastered the art of influencing others. To lead others is to help them change their thoughts, beliefs, and action for the better. Sales and leaderships are similar because they are both the art of influencing others. Managers help people see themselves as they are, and leaders help them see themselves better than they are. If you want to get paid more, bring more value to others by becoming a better leader. Leaders talk about what could be. Learn to help people with more than just their job. Help them with their lives. Great leaders are interested in people. During this book, each week and each meeting that the sales guy has with the old man, he teaches him the 12 pillars and the methodology around it, all the while referring to a guy who owned the house. When the sales guy goes to meet with him to learn the 12 pillar, he gets there and finds out that the old man had died. He learns this from the old man's wife, and this is when he learns that the old man, was the wealthy guy that owned the house and came up with the 12 pillars. The final pillar, number 12, is given to the sales guy by the old man's wife in a letter from the old man, leaving a legacy. In the letter, the old man talks about the growth and development of the sales guy he has witnessed, and that is when he reached the final pillar on legacy. Pillar 11, to lead others to help them change their thoughts, beliefs, and action for the better. Guys, just give value. That's, I don't know why he wrote so long this website that I actually say hello and thank you for all these contents. But listen, pillar 11, to lead others to help them change their thoughts, beliefs, and action for the better. It literally say give value, yeah, just give value, guys. And thank you so much from penniesintofortunes.com for this beautiful article. But yeah, pillar 11, give value. Guys, give value. That's what you have to do. Don't think directly to the money, directly how to achieve success. It's gonna come, okay? I swear to you, it's gonna come. Just give value first, and everything is gonna be easier. Pillar 12. Just a moment, because okay, someone called me. That was my fiance. Hi, Lois, and I mute my phone. So, pillar 12: live a life that will help others spiritually, intellectually, physically, financially, and relationally. Live a life that serves serves as an example of what an exceptional life can look like. Okay, I'm going to say again. So live a life that will help others spiritually, intellectually, physically, financially, and relationally. Live a life that serves as an example of what an exceptional life can look like. You cannot choose how long you will live, but you can choose how well you will live. You can also help others along the way. And when you help others, that's where you will build a legacy. Helping others and giving to others is what life is really about. And when you are dead and gone, be remembered for what you did for others and not what you have. This book was an easy read. It's such a great story that it is one that we can all relate to. I hit on many of the highlights that I saw as very valuable throughout the book, but the book is full of some of the greatest success principles you anyone can learn. Please share this book summary with someone who you think could you use. Also read the book to your success and your future. Thank you so much. Whoever you, you wrote the book. You did the summary. I don't know, but there is no name here who made the summary of the book. But as I say, thank you for the website where I took the content, penninsintofortune.com. Just have a check, guys, and read the book because it's a beautiful book. I read also myself. It's wonderful. And thank you for being here again. And I see you next Wednesday. And cheers. Love you guys. Here we are. Congratulations. You just finished my entire episode. So the only thing I ask is to take a moment to give Journey to Success a rating. By the way, thank you so much for being here on Journey to Success. I'm very grateful. Thank you and see you next time.